This is the Mindset Toolkit Podcast. The continual pursuit of improvement.
How's everybody going? My name is Selwyn, host of the Mindset Toolkit Podcast, and I'll be bringing you a quick Lessons of the Day episode, where I review some items that I've learned over the last couple of days and distill them down into talking points that can be added to your toolkit. So, here we go. So the first couple of points come from the Tim Ferriss Show podcast interview with Maria Sharapova. Really interesting interview. First off, that discipline doesn't come easy. It's something that you need to build the foundation of slowly, and the earlier you start building this, the better. This helps with the tedious work that is part of any goal that we love to do. So anything that we do needs long, boring, tedious work in order to become great. And having this discipline that's been worked on and that's been trained for years comes in handy, because in order to get to these levels of greatness, you need that perseverance in order to do those small, boring things. Secondly, when we're on a mission to do something, when it's something we truly believe in, it's going to look weird. But it's this weirdness to outsiders that's going to feel normal to you. And when it feels normal to you, that's kind of when you know that it's the right thing for you to be doing. And on your path, you want to say no to these short-term easy wins. When you have the opportunity to say yes to long-term hard wins, always choose long-term over short-term. And you always want to remain positive throughout the journey. Remove rejection from your mindset. Always think that you're going to win in the long run. And while you're on this journey, and just in general, you always need to be careful with who you surround yourself with, because their opinions and words will affect your own opinions and thoughts. They say you're the average of the five people you hang around, because we're like doormats. Everyone that we encounter leaves a little bit of themselves on the doormat. Now, the more you hang out with these people, the more dirt, the more baggage they have that's going to be trapped and left in your doormat, as it were. So you always want to be careful with what you're listening to, what you're consuming, who you're talking to. And I mean, it's not only in the words you listen to, but also the actions. If you're trying to lose weight, but all your friends are always hanging out at the bars eating fast food, then you're really not going to be in the best environment to lose that weight. You need to start surrounding yourself with other people that have those healthy habits, so that you're not trying to fight the environment that you find yourself in. You set your environment up for success. Very stoic thought pattern here is you want to focus less on the outcome / the results, and you want to focus on the doing, and you really want to work on the action that leads to those results. The results are secondary. The results will be there. The outcome is going to be an outcome. What you can control is how much effort you're putting into it. What are you doing in your power to control the outcome, because the outcome is out of your control? And finally, this relates to tennis, but I think it relates to pretty much anything in life you want to get to. The mechanics and the basics are what should be focused on improving to their best, because it's these basics that form a strong foundation. Without having the strong, solid, basic, simple movements down that require more complex movements to be put on top of them, you can never improve your skill past the basics. It sets up a strong foundation to build a great, great building. And again, that'll come back to having this discipline to persevere and build these simple yet very effective and very boring habits and skills. And the next couple of points come from the Entree Leadership's podcast's interview with John Gordon, mainly focusing now on leadership. Positive leadership is the way to lead. You want to find a path forward. You want to dream, think, believe in making a better future. Pessimists don't believe there is a positive change possible in the world. Naysayers will only talk about the problem, but don't solve them or focus on the solutions. Critics just write words and don't take action. So what's left is positive leadership. And to be a positive leader, you must remain optimistic and not listen to society when undoubtedly they will tell you that you will fail. So out of those three things, that the pessimists, the naysayers, the critics, you want to ignore all of those people and focus on your positive leadership and just positive outlook on the outcomes. Conviction breeds commitment, and conviction leads to confidence. You want to lead with passion and purpose. And finally, we don't get burnt out because of what we do. We get burnt because we forget why we do things. This is echoed, I don't know who echoed who, but John Gordon and Simon Sinek both lead back to this one point, and it's remember the why. Remember why you're doing something. And if you're leading a team, you need to remind them of why they're doing something. Because by forgetting this, then they're going to get burnt out really, really quickly. As well as you, for that matter. So, that's all I have for today. As usual, you can find the links in the podcast notes for the other podcasts that I listen to. So go out and learn it and use it. This has been Selwyn on a quick episode of Lessons of the Day from the Mindset Toolkit podcast. Thanks for your time. Remember, what you learned today will serve you tomorrow. So go out and go get it.